Well, that was a good bad weather win. A lot of fun to play in that type of atmosphere at Lambeau Field. A lot of ways that's the way it's supposed to be. So, good victory for us. Obviously, we know where we are in our season, the importance of December football, especially the importance of this win today. I thought we did a lot of good things in all three phases. Ball security, outside of the first quarter was good for us. The long drives offensively in the fourth quarter is really what stands out as far as our performance there. Defense, point total, keeping them down to 13 points. And that's exactly what you're looking for. And I thought our return units got improved and we got better today in that phase. So tough opponent, uncommon opponent like we talked all week. Coming off this three-game stretch, particularly the Sunday night and the Monday night, into the short week, into a noon game. So that was a concern of mine. Had a number of guys out there gutting it out, playing through, injury and so forth. Can't say enough about Clay Matthews and Nick Perry and Jake, Jake Ryan for pushing through some things. So hopefully we can get a little healthier this week, and we got the Seahawks coming to town, so we got a chance to catch our breath tonight. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, how do you feel about where you guys stand and how you're playing going into the final four games?
Feel good about where we are today. Just really, my focus is getting healthy. If we can get a couple guys, maybe another guy back this week, that'd be nice. But just get a little healthier and get ready to beat the Seahawks. I mean, that's all I'm worried about. So, I told the team this the other day. Until you win 10 games in this league, it's nonsense to talk about anything else. So we're not worried about Detroit or any other team out there, or what anybody's record is. We have 6 wins, and we know we got to get to 7 fast.
Does Perry's injury look like it's something you can play through?
We'll see. I mean, we'll have to get some more information on it. I really don't have enough information to give you a good answer.
Mike, were there any limitations with Aaron at all with that hamstring?
More probably from me than him. I mean, he wanted everything. He would like to have more movement. We offensively, I didn't do a good enough job getting the run game adjusted. We needed to get some things cleaner there in the first half, and I think we got that rectified in the second half and really put the ball in Aaron's hand there in the fourth quarter. So I think once we get past this week, I think we'll be fine. But, he obviously moved around a bunch today.
What impressed you most about the 98 and 89-yard drives?
The timing of it, and we needed it, and just the fact that you got to keep them chains moving, and we did it really with the passing game. So to throw the ball in those situations, when you throw and you have to throw it, the win is really been a strength of our offense here probably the last 8 weeks, and that's what it came down to in the fourth quarter. That was our mindset, and that's really was a product of going that way.
Can you comment on Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers' chemistry? Do you think it's back to where it was before the knee injury?
Definitely. I don't know how much more Jordy needs to prove. So he's going through what every great player goes through that first year back from major injury. So he practices every day, and those are the little things that are probably most important, because I think his performance speaks for itself. Those guys played big today, and they played big when we needed it.
Mike, what made you decide to go for it on 4th and 2 there at the Houston 48, midway through the third quarter there? How'd you feel about the way they played?
I just felt good about what way we were playing on offense. 4th and 2, and just just had confidence in the call. It was still early enough in the game where I felt the risk and the reward was worth it. Those are the kind of things you look for. Clearly understand that the negative out of it, it was a field position game. We had the field position obviously in the first half, and they had it in the third quarter. And we were able to flip it, once we got past that had that long drive of ours. So, I mean, you think about all those things. Frankly, I had plenty of time to think about it, but there's some little details in a run game, and that's clearly a good example of it. So we need to get the adjustments cleaner to our players, because that conversion, we should have had that just based on defense they played. They shift into a jam front and things like that. But those are good lessons, I think, really, for our younger players, their first experience of playing that weather. This will definitely help us down the road.
Michael had a couple couple decent runs. I thought I wondered if maybe you'd stick with him a little more. What went into the decision to not use him as much as?
Who are you talking about? What's the question?
He had a couple good runs early.
Okay.
I thought maybe you'd use him a little more.
I thought we used Kristen Michael just as much as he was supposed to be used. So I mean, there's different personnel groups you get into. You have three and outs, which obviously affect players' opportunities, but I like the progress Christian Michael's making.
Mike, with him and with Ty and with Rutkowski, do you feel like maybe you kind of want to go that direction with those three guys in the run game?
Well, I'll say those three guys deserve more opportunities. I mean, I think that's clearly. You know, we had some things, like I've already stated, in the run game that were not clean. I didn't do a good enough job getting them cleaned up and rectified. But when Ty Montgomery goes in the game and Rutkowski plays and Christian's doing some good things, those guys will have more opportunities. I mean, that's the way it always has gone here. So if you produce, you earn more chances.
Mike, when you're backed up to your 2-yard line there, was there anything in particular you felt sparked the offense and kind of got things going on that drive?
Well, we tilted towards our pass game, and I thought the protection was good. Aaron did a lot of good things. You know, obviously throwing on time on some of those things, extended to couple big plays, hit the hole shot there in the long second drive there to Jordy. So just running our offense.
Mike, you always say quarterbacks and head coaches get more blame and more credit. How much credit, not percentage-wise, but just a lot or some, do you think your quarterback deserves for the way you guys are playing right now?
He's playing great football, so he deserves a lot of credit. I mean, the guy's an outstanding leader. He does a lot of things that, you don't read about because people don't want to hear about it. So he's an exceptional leader, and he's a great football player. So you can do what you want with that. Those are the facts.
Were you not able to challenge whether
correct
Devontae steps up?
Yes.